The federally run health care exchange that will serve Virginia starts up next year, part of the president's health care overhaul. Under the governor's amendment, insurers who are part of that federal exchange cannot offer plans in Virginia that cover abortion. That's fine with Olivia Gans Turner, president of the Virginia Society for Human Life.
Taxpayers in Virginia don't want their dollars used to fund abortion through the exchanges or any other sources. So this is quite in step and very reasonable with where mainstream Virginians are.
Abortion rights advocates have a much different view. Caroline O'Shea is deputy director of NARAL Pro-Choice Virginia.
I think Virginians are getting tired of seeing politicians using these underhanded tactics to go after people's personal choices about what kind of health insurance they want to have, about how they want to use their health insurance.
The General Assembly takes up the amendment in its veto session that starts a week from today. Evan Jones, WFIR News.